Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nancy Pelosi taking the plunge on impeachment, calling it her civic duty to try and remove President Trump.
This isn't about politics at all. This is about patriotism. It's not about partisanship. It's about honoring our oath of office.
Can she really say it's not partisan when Democrats still don't know what charge they're pursuing?
This is so ridiculous. I just shake my head that this could happen in America. Every day is more and more bizarre. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of this?
Same thing you do. It's just I'm almost at a loss for words, and if this weren't my job, I think they would be doing to me what they're trying to do, which is get me to just throw up my hands and say, the heck with it. I'm tired of all of you. But this is really insidious because they keep twisting and turning a narrative that has no basis in fact. And this whole thing that they're trying to come up with now, where, you know, that there's been some constitutional crisis, that the president has exceeded his powers, that he was obstructing Congress, which I've never really heard that before, but I've heard of obstructing justice, but justice and Congress, what have those two got to do with each other? But it's just, her performance yesterday was laughable. I heard somebody make the comment, had a Republican acted the way she did and said what she said, I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker yesterday, they would be questioning her sanity.
Yeah, and you can't invoke God unless you're Democrat. Otherwise,
that
you're a huge
was the
bigot.
Most hypocritical thing,
yes,
I have seen in so long. I am not a Catholic. I know that you are. But for someone to sit there and to wrap themselves in Catholicism when they do not follow the tenets of what the religion calls for what the Pope calls for what the Catholic Church believes in, when you are a Catholic— And wrap yourselves in that Catholicism and then talk and then you support policies which call for abortion, which call for birth control, which how many other things can we talk about where it goes against the tenets of Catholicism, period? And these people not just support it, but actively promote it.
That my husband converted to Catholicism a couple of years ago. And he and I were just sitting there with our jaws hanging open last night about this. To say you're Catholic. She's not Catholic. I mean, she's not.
Well,
you can't walk into a Catholic church, Lee, without, I mean, if there's one thing plastered over the wall, I mean, you can't use the bathroom in a Catholic church if you're just stopping by because you're on a road trip without seeing the pro-life stuff on the walls. Like, it's plastered. There's no room without it, except in the main church itself. I mean, it can't get any clearer what the teaching of the church is, and it's thou shalt not kill. It's very, very simple. It's not because the Pope declared it. It's because these commandments were handed down by God. It's real clear.
Yeah.
And that's why the cardinal said that Biden couldn't get communion anymore.
And I'm not going to be I'm not going to be one of those that questions her salvation. Or anything else. That's
it's
not where I want to get, because I get that stuff all the time.
No.
As a Southern Baptist, I'm often, Southern Baptist or Christians, period, or that are conservative, are often pointed about, you know, how can you be for the death penalty? How can you be for war? How can you be for a border wall and all this other stuff? You can't be a Christian. You know, that's all debatable, and I'll be glad to talk with you on a scriptural basis about that off the air if we need to. But you know, I'm not questioning her salvation.
No.
But it just
her Catholicism.
She's the one
thing who
brought this up. She's the one that did this. She's the one that went off on a tangent when what was the guy's name? He used to be the Fox News. Is Jeff Rosen? I think it's Jeff Rosen. He's the one who asked her
the question,
do you hate Donald Trump? And then she went off on a tangent. And like I said, that whole thing, had that been a Republican Speaker of the House, they'd be questioning their sanity.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the very party. Tara, this is the very party that is always bringing up the separation of church and state.
Good point.
They always bring that up. They always act like that that is in the Constitution, which it is not. They act like it's in the founding documents, which it is not. And they always want to criticize those who talk about their faith with regard to politics. What did the Speaker of the House just do? She used her faith to defend her political motives.
So that she would be unimpeachable.
Exactly. Exactly.
To use a term we're throwing around a lot, impeachment. Right. And here, okay, here's, let me play this from yesterday.
As a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess when she's not, it's when she's not praying for the president that she falsely accuses him of working with Putin.
Right.
The DNC, her own party, created a fake document.
Excuse me, Nancy, but thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Right. I mean, this is you falsely accused the president of working with Putin for 2.5 years. And when that didn't work, you moved on to falsely accusing him of bribery, but you're all up in arms because somebody says you hate him. Those are the actions of somebody who hates someone. I mean, bearing false witness, it never ended.
Sorry, Nancy, haters gonna hate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be all judging her salvation-wise, like you said, but she brought it up.
Yeah,
she
exactly.
invited the scrutiny.
Exactly. She is the one who wrapped herself in her Catholicism and wrapped herself in religion when her party goes out of its way to separate church and state at every opportunity. And she's the leader of the Democrat Party at this point.
And she's also the one leading a crusade against a man she knows.
Crusade, Tara? Was that a slip there?
Oh, it was. Yeah, that was unfortunate. She knows is innocent. She knows is innocent. They have still, to this day, not articulated a charge. The closest they have come, right? I mean, and this is hysterical, is to say, well, I mean, they've now admitted, okay, what Trump did didn't fit the current bribery statute. But it was bribery as the founders intended. Well, the Wall Street Journal and Turley took that apart. No, you're misreading the bribery statute from back then. So, I mean, they've now admitted, Schiff has now admitted, well, what he did does not fit the current criminal statute. And it didn't fit the old one either. So they've admitted they have no crime. They are persecuting an innocent man. Isn't it wild that the one guy who goes to Washington to truly do work on behalf of the American people is the one they bring charges against?
Yeah.
Not everybody else who's done these horrible things we keep hearing about.
Yep.
And you know what she did? She reflexively did what all Democrats do. They always, liberals, I should say, they always retreat to whatever groups they're a member of and say, you can't criticize my really faulty opinion because I'm a fill in the blank here. Gay, black, female. She chose Catholic. That's what offends me so much. You can't criticize me because I'm a Catholic.
Yeah.
What a load. Mm-hmm. But that's what they do when they can't win an argument. It's reflexive.
Yeah.
They call you racist. And I mean, this is ironically, this has been done to Nancy, too. I mean, remember when the crew,
the squad,
thank you, said that Pelosi couldn't criticize them because they were brown.
Right. Yeah.
So this is what the Democrats do. When they cannot win an argument, they retreat to their grievance group and say that you can't argue with them because you're not a member of the same grievance group.
That sums it up right there.
I'm a member of that grievance group, and I'm here to tell you Catholicism doesn't teach anything she stands for.
Yep.
Not even close. And you could throw gay marriage in there, too. I mean, she's advocated for that. The church teaches against that.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine if she wants to have that opinion, but don't call yourself Catholic.
Right.
What if God was one of us? Thank you, producer Chris.
Nice touch.
Nice touch. Text to write, sorry, but you can't be, oh boy, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm just reading a text line, y'all. Just reading a text line. Sorry, but you can't be a Christian and be a Democrat. Change my mind. Text to writes, Pelosi loves everyone except unborn babies. She loves MS-13 members, too. They're divine, especially when they're hacking people to death. Texter writes, glad the Senate trial is coming to TV for everyone to see. God, we have so much to cover today. Just getting started.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Breaking news, breaking news. You hear breaking news, and it has anything to do with Trump-Russia, you're like, I've been hearing that on the Tara Show for 2 years. My point in telling you this stuff is not unknowable. It's not new. It's not breaking. What the media does is lie to you to the last screaming second when they can't lie to you anymore, and it is the last screaming second because it is Friday before the release of Michael Horowitz's, the Inspector General's, FISA report. Headline. I just laugh when I see this. FBI failed to inform FISA court that Steele dossier was unreliable. Really? Where have you heard that before? I've been telling you for the last year that was the case. Now, how did I know? I'm psychic. No. Although I wouldn't blame you for thinking that. No, I know that, as does all of Congress, because James Comey, a little over a year ago, former head of the FBI and chief liar himself, perjurer as well, was asked under oath, Mr. Comey, that Steele dossier, was that verifiable? Was that true? Nah, he said, that was a bunch of bunk. I flipped out. See, because Comey was under oath when he said it. Now, it wasn't verifiable. It wasn't true. We knew that. See, because the problem there is he signed the FISA warrant application, as did Mr. Rosenstein and Andrew McCabe. And the line said, underneath the signature, that you had verified under penalty of perjury. That's pretty darn clear. And so he was done. I mean, at that point, he didn't even lie to Congress when he said it. Now we know it was bunk. It wasn't verified. It's not verified. We didn't verify. Or he lied to the FISA court. Doesn't matter. Either way, it's perjury. They had him dead to rights a year ago. This is old news to you. But it just broke in the Washington Post. And I tell you this stuff, folks, because I ask a lot of you on a daily basis, especially folks who are new here. I ask you to believe me and not the Washington Post. I know that's a hard order. That's a tall order. I don't have the vaunted, Post imprimatur, CNN imprimatur. But I tell you this stuff so that you will understand how they lie to and manipulate you, so that you won't fall for it. We've known this for a year. Now, let me ask you the question. This is going to come out in Michael Horowitz's report. I told you they committed perjury with this FISA application a year ago. And again, I know this because of what they admitted to under oath. By the way, Andrew McCabe also admitted this under oath. It's been both of them. You don't need an inspector general's report to figure this out. A radio host in Little Greenville, South Carolina, could figure this out based on congressional testimony, and so can everyone in Congress. Where were the demands from Congress that Comey, McCabe be prosecuted for that once it became clear they had lied under oath? Where is that? See, because Congress can do criminal referrals. You know that, right? They do them regularly. Congress can do criminal referrals. There wasn't one, was there? Had him dead to rights, under oath, under the bright lights. So this now is it's the new thing. Wow, FBI failed to inform FISA court that Steele dossier was unreliable. No. How did he figure that out? They all know. They just ignored it. They just ignore it. Why was the Steele dossier unreliable? We know that too. We know that because Hillary's campaign and the DNC paid to create it. Now I know my trolls are typing as fast as possible. Don't waste your time. But the Republicans started it. Republican never Trumpers who hated Trump. Okay. They abandoned it and the Democrats picked it up. Hillary Clinton committed two violations of felony and a misdemeanor, you'll remember, in order to cover up their payment for it. They said it was a payment to a law firm. That's a misdemeanor. They paid a foreign national, Christopher Steele, more than $50,000. That's a felony. And those two crimes were submitted, remember, to the FEC for investigation, Federal Elections Commission. The Federal Elections Commission was subsequently sued by a conservative group for refusing to investigate it. They just flat out won't open the case. Let me ask you a question, folks. Do you think the FBI was aware of any of this? You think they knew? All they had to do was look at... Here's the thing. Somebody hands you the Steele dossier, right? Why wouldn't you verify it? Because you know who paid for it. You know the DNC paid for it. You know Hillary paid for it. You also know she broke the law to create it. Her campaign did anyway. So you're talking about a document created through a minimum of two crimes. Used a political document, a political hit piece, used by the FBI to get the most potent spy power available on Earth right now. The ability to spy with two jumps. They picked out Carter Page. He was a low-level guy. They never charged him with anything. They've never proven that Carter Page had any contact with the Russians or anybody else. Never charged him with anything. And so it was a two-jump warrant. So that's anybody Carter Page has had any contact with. So if he's copied on a campaign email, you get to spy on everyone in the campaign and everyone they've ever had contact with. And the Washington Post describes this as FBI failed to inform FISA court Steele dossier was unreliable. Are you kidding me? The Steele dossier was unreliable because Hillary's campaign and the DNC paid to create it. And there is no way the FBI didn't know that. And there is no way, because I know, folks, I'm just a little talk show host. I figure this out. There is no way the FBI did not know her campaign broke the law to create it. Impossible. Because I know. And they used it anyway. Not once. Not twice, not three times, but four times. Four deliberate, slow motion, train wreck, criminal, perjurious lies. And this gets gaffed off as failed to inform FISA court Steele dossier was unreliable. That's got to be the understatement of the year for these criminals. Bad news for Democrats, impeachment. Not very popular. Google Trends show impeachment, or show impeachment as we call it around here, competed with Peloton for attention in another troubling sign for Democrats. So impeachment about as much attention as Peloton. But have you heard about this Peloton thing? Straight off the water bottle crisis. Where actor Chris Pratt was forced to apologize because he was holding a reusable water bottle in a picture and thus violating Democrat orthodoxy. Liberal orthodoxy is a religion. To understand it, it's impossible to understand them. Now there's this. The destruction of another person. Have you heard about this Peloton commercial? It's actually a really cute commercial. This ridiculous exercise bike. I can't believe anybody would pay $2,200 for an exercise bike. That's supposed to be the creme de la creme Mac Daddy. Oh, and then, by the way, if you want to take the classes, it's $39 a month. So this couple, it's Christmas morning. This couple, he and she come down or whatever. They obviously live in a very nice house. And she sees he's gotten her a Peloton. $2,200 down the drain, in my opinion, but what do I know? And man, she's just moved. She's almost beyond words. honey, you got me the Peloton. I did, honey. I love you. So she gets on the thing, man. She goes nuts. She just said 5 days straight, can't stop. Well, the left lost their mind. They did, no, you can't, you, are you kidding me? You can't do that. Give your wife exercise equipment for Christmas. What if she wanted it? Doesn't matter. You're still sexist and part of the patriarchy. Headline, TMZ. Peloton's sexist ad, husband speaks out, I'm afraid of repercussions. He's being absolutely savaged right now. He, but poor guy. You know, he's an elementary school teacher. As we all know, they don't make a ton of money, right? So on the side, he's an actor. Well, he was. His acting career's over. He's been pretty much destroyed. His face, his life is ruined. Anybody stop to ask? Yeah, but first of all, folks, this is a commercial. You know those are fake, right? Like those, they're actors. They're not real. Headline: Peloton lost $942 million of its market value in one day after controversial ads. Yeah, because the left was triggered. They were triggered. They went on social media and lost their minds. So it is now, and the ad is being called sexist. Oh, look at that. No, they're down. Okay, now they're down $1.5 billion from the stock in 3 days, according to Business Insider. For committing a politically incorrect atrocity nobody could have seen coming. Now, what is the problem here? Well, it's sexist. You apparently cannot give a woman exercise equipment for Christmas. Now, you're sitting here at home thinking, well, what if she asked? Doesn't matter. Patriarchy. You're part of the patriarchy. Take it back. But it was also called classist because they were in a nice house. Can't have that. Can't do that. There must be panic this morning inside like Lexus and these other, you know, the ones where they deliver the nice vehicle for Christmas to the lady. The husband usually buys it and it's got a bow on it. It's out in the driveway of some nice house. That's going to have to go. Sean Hunter, the man in the infamous ad who gifts his wife a Peloton bike. When he's not acting, he's an elementary school teacher. He's defending himself. His face is ruined, basically, he says. My 5 seconds of airtime created an array of malicious feedback that's all associated with my face. Yeah, his acting career's over for committing a politically incorrect atrocity. Folks, if only they would get this upset when a deranged leftist attempted to murder Steve Scalise and darn near almost did it. That kind of thing doesn't move them. Concrete milkshake upside the head, brain bleed resulting, that doesn't move them. But this is a big deal. He says, my friend texted me today declaring that I'm a symbol of the patriarchy. Are you kidding me? You know how I got my current treadmill? I burned out my last treadmill, like till it smoked and had a burning smell. And do you know how it arrived in my house? Do you know how I got it? I got it from my husband for Christmas. You know, I asked him for it. So we got it. That's how that works. Well, this is now a sexist atrocity. So I mean, it's not good enough to criticize the ad anymore. Isn't that the way we used to do stuff in America? We didn't like something. We would just maybe have an opinion on it. That's fine. No. The guy who started, the innocent elementary school teacher who subsidizes his income doing commercials must be destroyed. We must make an example of him. We must ruin his life for committing an atrocity that he couldn't have known was an atrocity 5 minutes ago because we just declared it so. So, I mean, there are all these poor actors who have done, you know, the Lexus commercials or whatever. I don't know what the brands are. Forgive me. I don't pay attention because I'm not getting one for Christmas, so it doesn't matter to me. But they're freaking out this morning. I mean, are they done? Are they finished? He says he feels bad for the woman who played the wife in the commercial. He also wonders, he said in his statement, if the wife in the ad is going through the same thing he is. For what it's worth, she's chosen to remain silent since all the buzz over the ad. This is what passes for persecution in our society. Texter writes, wait until the liberals find out their electric cars use black child slave labor to mine the cobalt for the batteries. Oh, they not care. They don't. No. Human life, low priority. It, remember what I said, for the left, I'm not being sarcastic, this is actually true, we've proven it multiple times. For the left, offending someone is worse than killing them. If people wind up dead, that's okay. Exhibit A would be sanctuary cities. If they end up raped or sexually abused by the illegal let out, that's okay. We don't want to offend the illegal. That's how it works. So, I mean, you know, if black children were enslaved to get the cobalt for the electric cars, I mean, that's just something we won't discuss and we don't really care about. Texter writes, my wife wants a new stick vac for Christmas. Will it be sexist if I buy? Yeah, producer Chris and I had a conversation about this, and his wife. We're trying to figure out how to get her one of these cool vacuums. I think that's out entirely. I was telling him to go for it. I don't know that that's going to be it. Well, okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. What? Stop. Don in Simpsonville. Are you giving your wife a vacuum cleaner, or you did in the past?
I did in the past. It was a huge mistake. Don't do it. Don't do it. unless she specifically says, I want this vacuum cleaner and give it to me for Christmas. No, don't do it. Don't do it. It's just not worth it at all. 0%. So
okay.
She for months, this vacuum's horrible and stuff. So I give it to her for Christmas, and she like looks at me and's like, Christmas is for like jewelry and nice stuff. And, you know, that's just it. I was like, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I hang my head in shame, take the vacuum, you know, get her something nice, go to dinner. It's just one of them things. You can't do it. So cleaning products, anything for that's not that they didn't explicitly ask for, you know. But if my wife's listening, ammo is great. I love ammo for Christmas.
Wait. That's not right either. I mean, does that mean that she expects you as the toxic male to defend her? And what right does she have? Why doesn't she hustle her rear end to the front door with the gun when somebody kicks the door in? Why don't you ask her that, huh?
It's a complete double standard.
I know.
And I'm okay with that because that's just the way it is. And that's cool. But I also know that there's differences between men and women and that I know there's differences, but I don't know what they are. And I keep falling into these traps and I don't get it, but it's part of fun of being married, right?
Yeah, where'd you get these talking points from, Don? You cut them off, them off the internet?
Around the water cooler, we all, you know, talk about things and try to not get political. So it goes to you know, our life at home and how our kids are crazy and you know, how we're trying to like finish tiling a kitchen and, you know, just all of the normal stuff that people do. And I need to write a book or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, don't do that. Don't do that. If you're the kind of guy who gives a woman a vacuum, you're not going to make it through the first chapter before you have some liberal quaking with rage, Dawn. Thank you for your phone call. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm a career police officer and have dealt with liars as part of my job. The more someone tries to convince you of something, the more likely it's a lie. Case in point, Crazy Pelosi coming back to the mic 3 times to say she doesn't hate Trump. She is full of crap. Texter writes, I just bought my wife a weed eater for her birthday. I won't weed eat. She loves it. Now, the texter writes, Panama Jack, here I gave my wife a rainbow vac. See, okay. There's one of these. We're talking about that Peloton commercial, the atrocity that was committed. And again, what's different now is people might have objected to the commercial before, found it sexist. I mean, not many. But today, as opposed to 5 years ago or even 10 years ago, it's not good enough to criticize Peloton, have a debate about whether you should give your wife an exercise bike for Christmas. The actors have to be hunted down and personally destroyed. For violating a tenet of liberal orthodoxy, which really is a religion. It's a bizarre, backward religion, but it's a religion. Texter writes, Peloton can fix this. Have a man give his husband a Peloton, and all will be forgiven. Chris is laughing. Just have Peloton send me a check for 2% of the recovered stock value so I can buy my wife ammo for Christmas. Airborne all the way. Yeah, so she can protect your rear end, right? Because that's a woman's job. Good God, this is stupid. Chris, you made an excellent point about the relative hotness of the Peloton wife that I thought was great.
Well, you know, that one of the things that I thought is that this ad has been on for a while. And and there, people are just now complaining about it. I wonder what changed. Because I've seen it for weeks now. But the thing that always confused me about the commercial is that this woman apparently uses the bike for a year and doesn't look any different. She doesn't lose any weight. She doesn't gain any muscle. She just looks exactly the same at the end of the year. Because the whole point of the ad is that she has made this video of her using the bike for a year and is thanking her husband for giving it to her, but she doesn't look any different.
Well, maybe the inherent message then is that you need the bike to maintain your hotness.
I guess. I don't know. But it's certainly not that she's losing any weight or anything.
I don't know. Now, producer Chris, I just want to check because you...
On the other hand, maybe that would be a worse message. People would get more irritated over that if he had gotten the bike for her because she was heavy. You know, and it's like... Here, honey, this is something you really need. And then she lost like 60 pounds over the year.
Texter writes, but she's still hot, bro. There we go. Yeah, one of the best birthday presents I ever got. And in fact, I recommended you give one to your wife. I got one of those Roomba-style vacuums. And I got the much cheaper knockoff. It's less than $200.
She's actually asked for one of these.
Okay, so you're in the clear then. She flat out asked for it, right? It's going to change your life. It just will. I mean, my house is so much cleaner. I used to have to clean the baseboards like once every 2 weeks or so, and they would look just the same 24 hours later. It'll get the amount of like dust and dander in your house. It'll drop it dramatically, and you'll be like, wow, I'm one of these super clean people now. Like I used to marvel going into people's homes. There'd be like no dust anywhere, nothing on the baseboards. I'm like, wow, you must spend your whole life cleaning. I don't have time for that. But you know what you'll find yourself doing? This is what's funny real quick. You'll have, like, the kids will drop some cereal. There'll be some little mess on the floor that you could clean up in, like, 3 seconds, right, with a wet paper towel. You will go hunt down the remote, right? That'll take 3 minutes to 5 minutes. And then start the thing. And it'll take it 10 minutes to get there, during which time the kids will mash the cornflakes into the floor. But you will do all that before you'll ever bend over again to clean up a mess.
But at least you didn't have to clean it.
And that's the important thing.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.